This is an ad by BetterHelp. What's your perfect night? Is it curling up on the couch for a cozy, peaceful night in? Therapy can feel a bit like that, your comfort place where you replenish your energy. With BetterHelp, get matched with a therapist based on your needs entirely online. It's convenient and suited to your schedule. Find comfort this season with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya.
So that's what they thought, somebody was trying something fraudulent, and they just couldn't figure out how to get that so it wouldn't trip the system. So, but we're all good to go. Everything's paid for. I got the pies with me. We'll pick up the rest of the stuff in the morning. We'll be good to go.
All right, well... Hell, very good. I appreciate you so much for taking so much time out of your work day. I mean, you're a businessman. You grind it out like everybody. And here you are running around because this 20-something-year-old dick fucked everything up for us.
Yeah, a little bit.
All right.
We're all good now.
All right. Well, he's probably smoking pot somewhere. I will be in touch. Hey, I'm thinking about having a dropping a line to the boss over there at the Meijer, and everybody wants me to do that and telling them how poorly this went. Do you think that's appropriate?
No, just because of my other business, because I got to go in and grovel to him next week to try to get a different display. So I think we'll just let it rest. They have a new chief in charge there who I don't really have a relationship with yet. So,
okay.
I say let it rest, and we'll go a different direction next year. That'll be much, much smoother.
Fuck yes. Okay, great.
So, Julio.
All right, thanks.
We'll talk soon.
Hey, did you put my M perks in?
I did, yeah, and I didn't even use your $5 off that you got. And we saved, I added it up. We saved, hold on, I got my calculator here. We saved in the end... $238, $36, something like that. So
nice. Hell yes.
Go buy.
All right, thanks.
Hi, man.
All right, see ya.
See ya.
I saw one of you wrote something about M perks. Yeah, when this was all going down, he said, I'm gonna pay for it. I'm gonna pay for it, and you pay me back. Okay, great. I go, hey, put my M perks in. M Perks does a deal where they give you like a buck off a gas and they expect, you know, you to fill up your tank, no big deal. So I get like the buck off and then I pull the fraud bus up. Oops. When it's on E, the gas tank's 85 gallons. So I just. All right, so I'm going to take Mike's advice, and the extent of the ass kicking is only going to be here on this show, as we say collectively, fuck you, Nate. All right. Linda says, sort of on topic, our friends on Free Bear and Hot Wings received a $50,000 donation for their charity today. That is outstanding. Some, you know, they have a 401c3 charity. The thing about that charity that it would be concerning, because they're not smart enough to do this. Typically, what most people do with charities is when they raise money for it, however you raise money for it, if you have a board that's worth anything, your money guy takes some of that money and aggressively invests it, and it earns money. So that at some point, if you keep doing that, you will eventually have it powering itself. So yes, it still takes donations and uses that money to help people, but it's much more... you can do much more with it than just get a pile of money, spend a pile of money, which is what we do, but we're not a charity. We're just passing the fucking hat around. I doubt that they're smart enough to do that. Those are stupid people over there. Fucking morons. Tyler says, any free beer sniffles because of that. Linda says, I saw it in a Facebook post. I don't listen to that trash. So tomorrow is the big holiday break-in. Now, I'm going to tell you this. I hate those broadcasts because there's nothing that, well, there's never anything entertaining in Free Beer and Hot Wings anyway, other than shit that I hear that we can use on Who Are These Free Beers. But I pay special attention to that show because of one thing and one thing only. And that is, how many times will Free Beer act like he's crying and go on the microphone? Do you want to get a little informal betting ring going here on this show as to how many times Free Beer will sniffle onto the microphone? Like, he will actually be, if he's over here talking, like, oh my God, this is so great, and he feels he's got a wet booger, he'll turn his head and sniff onto the mic. So if you happen to listen, there you go. Aram says, I feel bad for who has to count them. I have to count them. So when the show ends and everybody's, you know, everything's over, I have to listen to the recording of that goddamn broadcast and decide. All right, let me write these down. Chris says plus 10 easily. I need an act. You got to actually put a number. And closest without going over. So let's establish that. Tophis, I have you for 6. Let's see. Tophis says, now he says my bet is 7. All right, well, he changed it. All right, well, that's it. I don't want to be writing a million of these down. Chris says, that's exact. Let's see. What did Jeremy write? Why can't they just do the break-ins off the air? Why do they need to broadcast these stories of families at their lowest points just to say, look how great we are? Chris says, that's exactly why, Jeremy. Big circle jerk, so they can get warm and fuzzies. I hated these broadcasts. I always was like kind of quiet. I always felt weird. I didn't know why, but maybe that was why. Packer for fun. So all you have to do is write a number down. Says 4. Kenny, sexy Kenny, says 8. I love sexy Kenny so much. Linda at 5 free beer sniffles. Chris D goes with 11 free beer sniffles. Rich, 12. Jeremy. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Rich says 11 sniffles. Jeremy says 12. All right. You can hit it exactly. Because some of the people are like 11, 12. If you hit it exactly, you win. Amy's going to go with 8. Kuiper, 14 sniffles. Bob, 383. That's a lot of sniffles. Rebecca Twat, she's checking in with 9. Chris K, looks like 9. My man David, 10. All right, Bob's changing it from 383 to 13. All right, let me do a screenshot of my screen because I don't want to have to write any more of these down. I think I'm good. We'll end it right there. 1219 easy sniffle. Should be FB sniffle, but I already saved it. Okay. So we got that established now. It's going to be a big sniffle show. I like how the only way to illustrate crying through sound is to sniff. So he has to let everybody know that he's sad. Greg's the worst. Horrible human being. Fucking phony. Let us check in with Kyle from a company that used to market on the show. I smell dog fart. That's not good. I've actually been avoiding Detroit Lions notifications on my phone because I don't want to read it. I don't want to see it. Hey, buddy, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, though.
I'm not doing so well.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean, dude.
Where do you think this is going to lead us?
Eric Zane, it's so fucking tricky, dude. You never know the power of coaching versus the power of the players. It's hard to know, dude. It's just hard to freaking know, dude.
I don't know why. I had to work up the nerve to say it because I was afraid to say it, but I voiced on the podcast that I don't think they're going to win another game this year.
You think so, huh?
I think so.
I don't know. I'm at least feeling good about beating the Bears and beating the fucking 49ers. But, yeah, that Vikings game is going to be a little wild unless we can get, like, one or two guys back. But shit's wild. I mean, I've never seen so many people get injured in my life, dude.
Stevie writes, the Lions have 1,000 injuries. Cut them some slack. No, I don't want you to get the wrong idea, Stevie. I don't want you to think that, like, I'm being mean to them. And that's why I think they're going to lose, because they're so injured. I mean, any team would lose.
Yeah, I know. It's just, you know, how long does it take for these fucking new guys to figure it out? The defense did not look great last game for sure. But also, I mean, we're talking about the Bills, who were the second best offense behind us. So, like, it's kind of hard to gauge off of that. You know what I mean? So we'll see against the Bears. I mean, hopefully we can fuck them up, dude. I'm feeling like we're going to fuck them up.
Yeah. You know, I mean, if they do lose to the Bears, since they're Bears fans, hopefully there'll be like a terror attack in the stands.
For sure. I mean, yeah, we are playing. You know, it's hard to fucking say, dude, because if it's going to be cold outside and maybe snowy, I don't know what's going on in Chicago on Sunday, but maybe we'll just fucking run the ball the whole time and fucking jam it down their throats and control the clock and it won't be a big deal. But it's hard to say, dude.
Yeah. For those who are enjoying the show, and you, if it sounds different, it's because I've got a shit operation going on here. So my apologies on that, where I'm doing the best I can.
Oh, is it me? Do I sound bad?
No, it's not you. It's me. It's not you. It's me. Have you ever, has a chick ever told you that when she broke up with you? It's not you. It's me.
Yeah, for sure, dude. That's like the only thing they can say. I'm pretty sure.
Right. All right. Yeah, I feel bad about that. And so much so that I've been intentionally trying to, avoid Lions things. I'm finding myself having a hard time being excited about anything.
No, Eric Zane, they need your excitement now more than ever, dude. Because straight up, I mean, if you listen, that is one of the, obviously, nobody, okay, I get it. But Dan Campbell, but really nobody understands why we did that onside kick when we did. But that aside, Dan Campbell's, I like to have a coach that straight up, when he gave that speech like yesterday or the day before, he's straight up just like, I don't give a fuck, dude. Like, these fucking next guys better fucking pop in the lineup and fucking figure it out. And I like that because I've listened to you know, interviews of other coaches, not just in the NFL, but other leagues too. And like a lot of people are always making excuses for injuries. And Dan Campbell just like, I don't give a fuck, dude. Like these fucking next guys better play, dude. And they better play good. And I like that.
So the idea that I think they're going to lose, like Linda, she says, what did she write? I won't give up on them. Is if I'm thinking they're going to lose, does that mean I'm giving up on them?
Yeah, dude, don't do it, dude. You got to be like, yeah, you just got to adopt Dan Campbell's energy and just you also have to not give a fuck and just be like, you know what? We're still going to fuck up the Bears.
All right. After thinking about what she said and what you said, I will tell you right now that I am more certain than ever that they are going to lose every game for the rest of the year.
No, Eric Zane, think about this, dude. I've been thinking about this week because of just how it works out. But I'm generally somewhat kind of close-ish on, like, what the score is going to be. Like, I don't know if you, last week I said, well, I fucked up. I said the Lions are going to win, like, 49-45.
Yeah, you were very close on the total points.
You know, it generally happens like that. And I'm so if I'm having this sort of B-rated clairvoyance, then I'm gonna stick with it, dude. I think the Lions are gonna win 27-10, dude, against the fucking Bears, dude.
Okay, Lions win, Kyle. I need to write down my score, my prediction.
Dude, what are you thinking, Doug?
The Lions, they might have to score 100 points to win the game.
You know, what's going on with these Bears? They got anybody injured? I don't know. I got to do my research, dude. It's been a wild week, so I haven't had a chance to do my research yet.
I think that if me and the neighbor kids got together, we could score 100 points on the Lions defense.
That sentence finished a lot better than it started, I'll tell you that. Because you said, if I get together with the neighbor kids, I was like, what the fuck is he going to say?
Bears win 28-21.
28-21. Okay, that's a fair guess. But I don't know, dude. I'm feeling like, Dan Campbell's going to fucking bring like a bowl of cocaine in or something and just get these guys on the same page, just all-nighters maybe. I don't know. I'm feeling good, dude. I'm feeling like, because basically, I mean, I have football knowledge. I watch what's going on. Like, obviously, the defensive line has had their issues, but it's really the linebackers are fucking up at this point because you got Jack Campbell, who's doing what he's supposed to be doing because he's the only guy left. But the other guys, since they don't really know what's going on, they're going in other gaps.
Yeah.
Which, if he knew they were going to go in other gaps, then he might go in a different gap and we'd be fine. But, like, I feel bad. Like, I feel bad for Jack Campbell. He's like, if you guys don't fucking learn this, then I'm going to keep looking like an idiot in the wrong spot.
Yeah.
You know? But it's really like linebacker based for me. And then, of course, we got fucking Kendall Vildor in the fucking game because Carlton Davis is all fucked up. So I'm just hoping that we can get either Rakestraw back or let's fucking put Mosley in there, dude, because I'm sick of seeing Kendall Vildor.
Everything about Kendall Vildor, including his name, is fucked up.
I know you'd think he was like a 6'8" German dude, but like he's just a little black dude who can't play defense.
Yeah, his piece of shit mom and dad named him Kendall.
I know, and what does that even mean? We might never know, dude.
Yeah, that Kendall can't read an offense.
I know, and he just never looks like he knows what's going on, and I don't get that. How are you out there? I don't quite get it.
If I was at that game, I'd go in a Lions jersey and put a bag over my head.
Yeah. Don't give up, Eric Zane. You got to feel that. You know what? Maybe somehow fucking something will happen in the Bears game that will like speak to you on a personal level, like some sort of celebration or something the commentators say.
No.
And we just got to reignite that passion.
After they lose the rest of their games and lose in the first round of the playoffs, I will then be saying same old Lions.
Eric Zane, you are straight up. I'm just imagining like, How easily do you sway in life, like unfootball related? Like if something bad happens, are you just go all the way to the worst case scenario right away?
Well, not exactly. I didn't until all. I mean, my God, half the team has broken body parts.
I know. Yeah, especially when fucking Dorsey fucking broke his leg.
Yeah.
Similar as to how Hutchinson did. I'm like, there's something going on here, dude. Like, what are these guys doing? Like, I don't understand. Like, everybody's just fucking themselves up. And then when you saw fucking fat-ass Aleem McNeil just like, oh, I'm just going to do this little child-like bounce towards the quarterback and just land on one leg. Like, come on, dude. Don't do that. You're 300 pounds,
right,
dude.
You're disgusting pig. What the fuck are you doing? Fucking asshole.
I know. It is. I will say, it is fucking stressful, dude. I am stressed.
Yeah.
I got the power in me, dude. I'm still feeling good about it.
All right. So, yeah, I got you down 27-10. Lions win. And we'll hopefully you're right. Hopefully you are right.
I'm feeling it, dude. I'm feeling good about it, dude. The last game was the Thanksgiving game. We had a fucking short week, and we fucking, the refs were doing bullshit stuff. But so if we can get, like, a nice fair game going, I think we're going to fucking right up, dude.
All right, buddy. Thanks again. I love you. And I won't talk to you next week. Well, maybe I will. No, because Christmas is on Wednesday.
Yes, so, this is true.
Yeah, I'll ring you up. If you get it, you get it. If you don't, that's fine, too. You're probably going to be fucking building presents and building toys together and all sorts of shit.
Oh, straight up, Eric Zane, I've already been doing it, dude. The other night, we fucking, and this actually pissed me the fuck off. I'm glad that you brought it up. But we bought J-Mo. Now, if anybody out there is listening, and don't tell J-Mo this, okay? But we got him a fucking, like, a little kid's drum set, because this kid has outstanding rhythm, okay? Like, he can dance, you know, if there's music going on, he bobs his head in the right sequence and gets his, you know, the kid's got rhythm. So we got him, like, a little drum set. And then as I was putting it together, I realized that the bass pedal was missing the fucking part that hits the drum. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck, dude? Like, you tell me that they put everything in the box except for this one thing. Like, that doesn't make any fucking... But either which way. So,
right.
Yeah, I've already been doing it. Blue is actually the mastermind of Christmas. She buys all the shit and, like, comes up with all the ideas and whatnot. And then I do the assembly and that type of shit.
All right. Well, good luck. That's like it will consume days at a time putting all that shit together.
Oh, straight up for sure. Yeah.
And just remember that in like 3 years, it's all going to be in a dumpster. You're going to get one of your own dumpsters and throw that shit right in there.
Oh, Eric Zane, every time I sign into my bank account and see money being spent on Amazon, that's what I think about. If I see like, you know, $30, I'm like, that's $30 in a dumpster. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
Light it on fire. Light it on fire. All right. Have a good one, man. Thanks again.
All right. Love you guys. Deuces.
There you go. Kyle from Dumpster Divers, or a company that used to market themselves on the show. I hope I am wrong. All right. Hold that thought. It's tinkle time. I'll be back in just a minute. Hang out. Yo, yo, yo. Okay, I'm back. Not so bad. Waiting on the refrigerator repair guy to show up here. From Ron's. He says, yeah, we'll be there between 12 and 2. Okay. Well, that means I got to tip off the NFK. So with that, when the guy gets here, you know, he'll let him in and guy will repair the refrigerator. No big deal. Then I call Jeff over at Ron's. Jeff owns the place. Why is it called Ron's? Ron is Jeff's dad. He passed away. So I called Jeff and I go, yo, do I pay you now or do you invoice me? Because you got to pay now. I go, all right. So Alex shows up. That's Ron's grandson. It goes, Ron, he passed away. Jeff. Alex, if I'm here doing this show, how am I going to pay the guy? So I came up with a brilliant plan. I write a check out to Ron's and sign it, and I leave like the spot where you write in the dollar amount open, and then I said to the NFK, I go, okay, so I explain this all to him, because Chris writes, does that mean there's a chance that the NFK sneaks in and scares you? Well, I can't have that. So that's why I did this. Write the check out and have Alex write in the amount. Simple. So explaining this to him, he's looking at me like this. And I go, yeah, so he's going to be here between noon and two. And he goes, oh, well, you'll be done with your podcast. And I go, not today. I'm starting late today because I was doing late radio work. He goes, oh. I go, yeah, you got to let him in. And he's like, I can see the gears spinning. He's considering whether he's up for the task of getting up and opening door. I go, and I got to pay him. So I'm writing this check out. And I want you to tell him what's up. And he's like, and he's never heard of this. This is like, you know, witchcraft to him. Patrick, with a great joke, says, in my mind, the NFK would write Hot Pocket for the dollar amount. That is fantastic, by the way. So I explained to him, and he goes, okay, well, where's that going to be? I go, on the island. And then a minute later, where is it? It's on the island. It's open checkbook made out to Ron's. There's a pen on it. Just have that fucker write it in there and good to go. Tyler says the total will be $150 and the NFK will write it out for $1,500. No, I don't want the NFK to fill out that amount. I want the NFK to point to it and point to the guy and say, you write it out. Alex, you got to write it out. It's his job. The NFK can't write. You're like, wait, what? No, it's true. He can't write. I mean, he knows how to write, but his hands are all fucked up. It would be like putting a fucking pen in Mr. Krabs' claw and say, write some shit out. He can't do it. So I just went down when I went potty. I went to take a look, and dude's not here yet, so that's good. And I don't have a ton of time left for my podcasting adventures today, at least on the free platform. So if I'm lucky, I'll be able to make it down there before. I think I will. I think because I don't have that much time left to podcast, and it's going to take a little time for him to fix the fucking thing. Starman says, Bob Dole style. Yeah. That's what it would be like. Chris says, repair guy. Is this for me, this check? NFK. I don't fucking know. He just said, open the door now. Now you're here. Flaps arms. Fuck. Yesterday, Pooh Bear wasn't home. And I called her just to ask her a simple question. And so he's so goddamn nosy. And it was on speakerphone, and I was in the kitchen, and he's where he is on the TV. And as soon as the phone starts ringing on the speakerphone, I hear the sound on the TV go off. He's muted it. He wants to know what is going on, what I'm doing on the phone. So then I said something like, oh, yeah, bring home some chicken or whatever the fuck. And then I hang up the phone, and as soon as I hang it up, I hear the TV sound come back on. I was like, oh, God. And then a minute later, he comes walking in. He's listened to that conversation. He gets a paper towel, folds it in half, asks me a stupid question about something. I don't remember what. And then he goes back into his room. Pooh Bear comes home 3 minutes later. He gets up, comes back in, gets another fucking paper towel, folds it in half, and says to Pooh, did you have a half day today, Pooh? Yep. Did you? So bad. We have some real drama in the house here. First of all, Chris writes, NFK to refrigerator repair guy. May I interest you in a preheated hot pocket while you wait for Eric? You know how Christmas Eve is very important to Pooh Bear. No podcasting, cock, was the quote. And also the disgruntled vibe that was created because I told her that I would be on from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Q100 on Christmas Eve. Very upset about that. She goes, I've got it all planned out. We're having brunch and fuck you. The entire family's coming over. We're opening up presents. Now, I'm not sure how what I'm about to tell you happened, but let me just tell you this. I am safe, and that this has nothing to do with me. Kenny with the crack about the Hot Pocket with or without shit smeared on it. Laying in bed, 10 o'clock at night. In fact, let me just go over it exactly as it happened. Let's see. Boy, it's a lot. Oh my God, I cannot believe this. Jackie wrote, what time are we doing Christmas at your house on Christmas Eve? Pooh Bear writes, I think like 11 for brunch and presents. Jackie says, okie dokie. Out of the blue, Madison says, I work from 11A to 3P.
Oh, my God.
Jackie says, on Christmas Eve? Diana says, on Christmas Eve? Madison says, yes. Jackie says, uh-oh. Madison says, can't we do it after? Jackie says, we are leaving for West Branch to visit her in-laws. Then Pooh writes, we will just do it when they come back. Jackie says, well, Aubrey and the boys, my grandkids, were planning on Christmas Eve. Diana says, well, they can change it, I'm sure. Jackie says, I don't know if that's a good idea. Madison says, my job is not a place where people can cover my shift. Everyone works every day. I'm sorry. Madison says, can everyone come over at like 4? Diana says, no, like Jackie said, they have to go to West Branch. I'm talking about Jim and all of them. Jackie says, then you do it without us? See, so now this is how it works. Jackie says, can we do it Saturday now? When we get back, so now Christmas goes from Christmas Eve, brunch, 11 to 2, to Saturday the 27th. Oh, come on, man. Madison says, I'm fine with whatever, but now I feel bad. And you don't want her feeling bad. Because that's when things come unglued. She says, there's literally nothing I can do. Dinah says, you can't help that you have to work. It will probably be better anyway because Dad has to be on the air from 10 to 2. Jackie says, on Christmas Eve? Well, then what the heck? We couldn't do it that day anyway. Yes, but he was just going to run upstairs and talk for 90 seconds and come back down. Oh, okay. Well, Saturday it is then. Justin says, I work on Saturday. Madison says the 28th, correct? Jackie says, shut up, Justin. Wait, the 28th? Yeah, I guess that would be the 28th. Madison says, that is mine and Ash's engagement pics, but we could do it before or after. And then Pooh Bear says, Justin, you're not allowed to talk. Now, I don't know. Maybe he does have to work. Kenny says, this is as organized as the great food giveaway from Meijer. Right. Now, but look, who is not at fault here? Can we all be, can we all agree that this is not an easy issue? Jackie says, what time are the pictures? Pooh Bear says, you could do it in the morning, right? Madison says, I don't know exactly yet. I have to talk to my friend who was taking the pictures. We could do the morning. Jesse says, oh. Tyler says, I hate it when people who don't have to work on or around holidays are always flabbergasted that other people actually do work around those days sometimes. Kuiper says, it's all your fault. Kenny says, Nate shouldn't make Maddie work. Fucking asshole. Poor Nate. What a twat that guy is. So that's a catastrophe, right? So I, as soon as I heard that starting to unfold, man, I'm like, I'm getting the fuck out of here. I don't want any part of this. Such good drama, Tophus says. Piano Fingerbanger says, how did Queen of the Forest not just check with everyone before declaring the day and time? It's a great question. That's one. That's a question that if I asked it, I think I might get my ass kicked. I think I need to go ahead and ask that question. I'm hoping Pooh Bear picks this up. Because she said she had some fucking meeting or something that she had to attend.
Hello.
Hello there. How are you? I'm podcasting. I want to make sure everybody can hear you. Say hi to them.
Hello.
Okay, hopefully they can hear you. I have a question for you. I have a question that was asked by the audience.
What?
It's concerning Christmas.
Okay.
Because I was talking about all the things that we started to unfold last night about Christmas Eve.
Yeah. Yeah.
Piano Fingerbanger asks this question. How did...
Mm-hmm.
His name is Piano Fingerbanger. I think he plays piano.
Well, that sounds pretty... I don't know.
Well, I don't know. That's what he calls himself.
Mm.
He has a question for you.
Okay, what is it?
How is it that that Diana did not check with everyone before declaring the day and the time?
No, I did, but Maddie never checks the family chat, so she must not have answered it. So I thought it was okay. And what kind of daycare is open on Christmas Eve? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, I agree with that. I've never heard of that, but...
I've never heard of that. So that was weird.
Did you honk at another motorist right there?
No, someone honked. Someone else honked.
Really?
I didn't honk.
Did they honk at you?
No, they were honking at someone that was turning and didn't have their turn signal on.
Well, regardless of the fact that she has to work, So she never, like, confirmed with you?
No.
Okay. All right. You just weren't aware that she didn't confirm?
Right. I must have just not paid attention or double-checked with her. But also, like, I just assumed that she wouldn't have to work because I never heard of a daycare being open on Christmas Eve. So I probably just assumed, because she didn't reply, like, oh, I have to work, that... she didn't have to work.
So now, as I understand it, we're gonna do Christmas like May 14th.
No.
When is it?
Not quite that far.
Is it for sure Saturday?
The 28th. Yeah, Saturday the 28th.
Does Justin really have to work, or is he being an asshole?
No, he's being a jackass. No, he doesn't have to work. He doesn't have to go back to work until January. Whatever, 6th.
By the way, there's a lot of people that are saying that they have to work on Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve.
Well, I know there's a lot of places that do, but I never heard of a daycare.
Well, yeah, they're probably working, so they need the daycare.
Hmm. maybe. That just sounded weird.
All right. By the way, the great food giveaway, some cocksucker over at Meijer almost fucked the whole thing up.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Is it fixed?
It's fixed, but Mike Ball had to, like, go to a bunch of stores and buy a bunch of shit, and it was just a disaster.
It's not the same guy you've been working with?
No, it's this brat loser, punk-ass motherfucker.
No, that's not good. At least it's taken care of, so that's all that matters.
Will you be joining us?
Maybe.
So I cannot attend it. Well, I mean, I have a hockey game after. Typically, we would go to Beltline Bar.
All right.
But I can't do that. Are you going to the hockey game?
Probably. I got to check with everybody else, you know, the normal crew, see if they're going.
All right.
Like Jackie Justin.
If you weren't going to go, I was going to have you go to Beltline Bar and hang out with those people because they love you.
No. We'll see what happens.
Linda will be there and Maureen.
That's nice. I love them.
You love everybody. This is a good group. They're all great.
Do you think the person that in the past has dressed up like it's Santa and held a sign will be there, like they showed up last year?
Who, Mike Pellerito?
Yeah.
I don't know. He's really fucking weird.
He decided to show up last year for some reason.
I think Sarah might rip his dick off if he does that. I mean, she doesn't fuck around. I would not want to piss her off, and she doesn't like that type of shit.
No, that fake bullshit.
Yeah, he's just doing that to get under my skin, and he's not. But Sarah will just kick him in the balls. I mean, she'll just assault him. She'll right. go to fucking jail.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, she'll use that as an opportunity to have sex with the guards.
Wow. Yes, okay, you're going a little far now.
All right, I love you very much.
I love you too. I'm on my way home, and then it's nap time, and then I have a Christmas party.
Refrigerator repair guy is going to be here soon.
Okay, good.
All right.
All right, I'll see you soon.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye-bye.
I thought she was getting ready to blow her stack there for a second when I read Piano Finger Banger's question to her. But I think she eventually kind of like, all right, never mind. People don't work on Christmas Eve. What kind of a fairy tale is that? Tyler says, I like to think that the Queen of the Forest thinks nobody works on Christmas Eve. As if a fire were to break out, she would exclaim, great, it's Christmas Eve. So there's no firefighters on call today. Molly says, easy, making his wife go to a party alone, terrible. Nick says that was her honk for sure, 100%, totally lying. Nick writes, I had to work Christmas Day for a fucking Grand Rapids Hoops basketball game years ago. There were more workers than fans. All right. Tyler says, do you think she was tailgating another motorist and honked at them for braking? I need to get to the bottom of this.
Hello?
Hey, it's me again.
Yeah.
There's a theory going around that you actually did honk that horn.
No, I didn't. I promise. What, did it sound like I did?
Yeah, it sure was.
Yeah, I swear I didn't. I do like to honk my horn, I will say that. But what? I did not in this instance.
Yeah. This person wrote,
so
don't.
What were...
Sorry?
Is this the Patreon? Is this the Patreon?
No.
So I can swear?
You can swear anytime.
Well, whatever Cox assumed that it was me, are wrong.
Both ladies and gentlemen are suggesting you are actually lying.
Oh, nice. Okay, well, whatever Cox and Coxettes think I'm lying.
Yeah, sometimes you got to let them have it. I let these people have it all the time.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't lie about that. Why do I care? You know I honked my horn.
Tyler says, I'm sorry. Leo says, do you think she was tailgating another driver and honked at them for braking?
No. I would tell you if I honked my horn. I really like to honk my horn. People piss me off pretty easily when I'm driving.
Can you honk it right now so we can...
I did honk my horn earlier before, on the way to where I was going, because somebody... turned in a non-turn lane, but that was about it.
Can you maybe give us something to compare what we heard to and honk right now?
No, because I'm stopped at a traffic light and people are going to think I'm honking at them. Oops, did you hear that? Someone just honked at me because I did not turn right when the arrow turned green.
Oh, I actually did hear that. That sounded like they were behind you. It didn't sound like the other one, which sounded like it was in your car.
Did you hear that?
Was that you?
Yeah.
Oh. All right. Yeah, it didn't sound quite like that.
Yeah. See?
Tyler says, stay on the phone with her for a few more minutes. She's bound to honk at someone again.
Yeah.
All right. I love you.
Okay. Love you, too. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye. I agree with you all. It sounded like she actually hit the goddamn horn, you know? Weird. Who knows? It's always something. Every time we have her on there, it's always some kind of spectacle. As usual, I'd like to thank the amazing sponsors. A&E Heating and Cooling, 616-516-8579. Get well, Joe Martinez. He's had to limp to the end of the year with a medical issue, and hopefully he's back at it very soon. They're going to actually take a break from marketing for a few months as he kind of lets things settle down in his world. So you won't be hearing from A&E Heating and Cooling starting in mid-January to the spring, when we start talking AC tune-ups. 616-516-8579. Until then, still wrapping up their marketing schedule currently. So you can take advantage by calling 616-516-8579 for A&E Heating and Cooling in beautiful West Michigan. Frank Fuss is the guru when it comes to insurance, healthcare, been a lot of talk about that lately, life insurance, Medicare coverage, Social Security. Don't do this on your own. There's a person who can help you navigate all of these things, and it will cost you $0. Frank Fuss is a licensed independent insurance agent / broker / guru / muscle-bound meathead. Go to buyinsurancehere.com for details. When it comes to getting a mortgage, there's only one person you need to call. That's Mario from the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. 616, forget that, 231-332-6505. That's 231-332-6505. Buy now, refinance later from anywhere in the U.S. Mention me, as you always do with all of my great broadcasting partners. I appreciate that so much. Finally today, Kuiper Tree Care, K-U-I-P-E-R, treecare.com. Hang on. If you need anything like you got down trees or whatnot, they can take care of you. Stump grinding, tree removal, storm damage, tree risk assessment. They take care of everything. Go to their website and check out their services. And you can reach them through the website, K-U-I-P-E-R, treecare.com. They're in West Michigan. And if you have any of those issues or need any of those services, they can help you. I don't think there's been more of an asshole of the day, has been more assured in recent weeks than today's asshole of the day. Oh, did that piss me off. This pile of shit, Nate, is your asshole of the day, brought to you by TC Paintball. So much so that if you go to Meyer and Jennison, hey, is Nate around? Yeah, he's right there. Hey, fuck you! Hero of the day, Mike Ball. Outstanding work. That is my time. The show is over. Talk to you on the Patreon bonus and Big Fraud Thursday. Till then, have a good one, folks, and bye-bye.